Good morning. The front that brought a scattering of showers to our region yesterday continues to track off the eastern seaboard. High pressure is trying to build in from southern Canada, but it's not a particularly strong area of high pressure. And as a result, a lot of the low cloudiness, fog, and even some drizzle is hanging on tough behind the front early this morning. So we have a mild start to the day, temperatures holding in the 50s pretty much everywhere, but with that cloud cover tough to shake, especially this morning, it'll be a slow climb through the 60s today. In the Hudson Valley, south of I-90, across into southern New England, a better chance at more sunshine, and readings in these locations should make it into the lower 70s, while other locations will hang on to more clouds today. Still, with even a little bit of sunshine, we'll make a run at the upper 60s to right around 70 degrees. That high pressure center will be overhead tonight, and with partly cloudy skies, it'll remain mild as temperatures drop back into the upper 40s to around 50. The next disturbance will head our way from the Great Lakes tomorrow. Any morning sunshine will give way to increasing clouds. Most of the day will be dry, but there is a chance for showers by evening. Then overnight tomorrow night into Thursday morning, a better chance at some wet weather passing through. Highs tomorrow will be in the upper 60s. That front will still be close by on Thursday, so after the morning showers, still some clouds hanging on and temperatures staying in the mid-60s. Another disturbance swinging in right on the heels of the first one will arrive Thursday night into Friday morning with another chance for showers and skies remaining mostly cloudy into Friday afternoon. Cooler air behind that system will keep temperatures right around 60 for highs on Friday. And for the weekend, it looks like Saturday will be better than Sunday. In between disturbances, Saturday afternoon will look for a mix of sun and clouds in the lower 60s before another disturbance heads our way with a chance of showers for Sunday, keeping temperatures in the 50s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, flash flood watches and warnings have been issued for most of the south central and southeastern parts of Texas. A slow-moving cold front will interact with deep tropical moisture across south-central Texas to produce locally heavy rainfall. The threat for heavy rain and flash flooding will initially be across the Edwards Plateau and Hill Country later on this afternoon into the evening. The threat will then shift southward overnight. Due to previous rains, any additional rainfall will result in rapid runoff. Widespread 1 to 2-inch rainfall amounts are expected, with localized higher amounts of 3 to 5 inches possible. Behind this system, cooler air flowing in, and frost advisories and freeze watches are out for the Texas and Oklahoma panhandles. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Charlestown, Antigua, and Barbuda at 6 p.m. Eastern Time on Saturday. The last report of hail was at Denver, Colorado at 10:46 a.m. Eastern Time yesterday. At Mount Washington this morning, 100 miles visibility under partly cloudy skies and 39 degrees with a west wind at 14 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 22 below zero. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 57 degrees, the dew point 53, 87% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 30.25 inches and holding steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 93 degrees at Edinburgh and Georgetown, both in Texas, to a low of 17 at Stanley, Idaho, Truckee, California, and Spring Valley State Park, Nevada. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny in the upper 60s, Boston partly sunny in the mid-60s, and in Buffalo mostly cloudy skies with highs in the upper 60s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 67 degrees, the low, 47, the average temperature, 57, that's 7 degrees above normal. No precipitation yesterday for the month, 1.84 inches, which is 14 hundredths of an inch above normal, and 38.16 inches for the year, which is 7.01 inches of precipitation above normal. There were 8 heating degree days in Albany yesterday for the month, now 94, that's 81 below normal. At 266 for the season, which is 76 heating degree days below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 60 degrees, the average low, 40. The record high, 86, set in 1897, and the record low, 27, set in 1978. Sunrise this morning is at 7:09 a.m. Sunset this evening, 6:12 p.m., 11 hours and 5 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. partly sunny and mild today with highs in the upper 60s, though staying closer to 60 in the mountains. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds and mild today with highs in the lower 70s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy and mild today with highs in the upper 60s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the upper 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mixture of sunshine and clouds today remaining mild with highs in the lower 70s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the upper 40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds and mild today with highs right around 70. Partly cloudy tonight with lows near 50. Region-wide for tomorrow, some morning sun, then clouds, a chance of a late-day shower in the upper 60s, showers tomorrow night, and a scattered shower Thursday morning, then mostly cloudy with highs in the mid-60s Thursday afternoon. Mostly cloudy with a chance of showers Friday, around 60, a mix of sun and clouds, lower 60s on Saturday, and a chance of showers on Sunday, and a mix of sun and clouds Monday, with highs both days staying in the 50s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.